Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Red Pill Chauvinist Show. I am your braggadocious yet very humble host, the Red Pill Chauvinist. Thank you for taking the time to ride with me. Leave all the BS in the trunk and just bring logic with you. This is a variety show that deals with topics like dating, spirituality, traveling, and much more. I'll be doing interviews with special guests from various walks of life, in addition to freestyling rants, discussing my opinions, and dropping red pills. Remember the red pill mindset is not believing in society's narrative and finding your own answers. Come take this ride with me.
Yeet!
Welcome to the Red Pill Chauvinist Show. Braggadocious yet humble host. Appreciate you for watching. You are now watching the Manipulated Man series on the Red Pill Chauvinist Show on YouTube. We are officially on the last red pill of the first chapter. Chapter 1 titled Manipulating Woman, Manipulated Man. We are on Manipulated Man Red Pill 1F. F as in Frank. The last red pill of chapter 1. Now, this particular video, I like to call it like a little treat to my viewers because I'm actually going to give a personal story, you know, that relates to this red pill. Now, like I've said before in other videos, this is therapy for me. So the story I'm about to say, I never really said out loud all at the same time in front of one person. The story I'm going to tell you is about this Panamanian chick I dealt with from Far Rockaway. You know who you are. If you're watching this, you know who you are. But before I get to the story, let's get to the red pill. But the reason why I'm even bringing that red pill up, the reason I'm bringing that particular personal story up is because not only does it relate to the red pill, but when I really thought about it, that was the last woman that I dealt with as a blue pillar. So the reason why I say it's therapy is because so many things that I'm going to be telling you that I did, it's going to really, really disgust me. It's going to make it hard for myself to look at the camera at myself. So note that. When I say these things, I probably won't even be looking at the camera, man. I can't even look you in your eye. But I'm going to let it out, though, because this is therapy. I'm going to have to, you know, because the exercise. What the fuck you doing? New York drivers, y'all. I got to exercise that out my system. You know what I mean? So this helps me do that. So without further ado, the final red pill in chapter 1, red pill 1F, as in Frank, states, a man will not get laid until a woman has convinced herself that she's not a whore. That is, until she has forced him to pretend that he has no sexual interest in her while simultaneously paying an exorbitant price for her company. I know that was a mouthful, so let me say that again. A man will not get laid until a woman has convinced herself that she's not a whore. That is to say, until she has forced him to pretend that he has no sexual interest whatsoever while simultaneously paying an exorbitant amount, while simultaneously paying an exorbitant price just for her company. Wowzers. Now, some of you will hear that red pill being read and be like, yeah, that's a fact. That's 100. Like, there's nothing to dispute. Whereas other people are like, what? What do you mean? Like, not all women aren't like that. Now, I know there's some of you out there saying, you know, not all women are like that. So for all you people saying that not all women are like that, go to the intro page, to the intro of this series, where I stated that we're not talking about all women. It might be most, but we're not talking about all. That's what you need to understand. We're not talking about all women. So if this does not apply to you, then it just doesn't apply to you. There's no reason for you to defend those that it applies to. Because if you defend it, then it seems like it applies to you. You know the saying, someone who argue, when you argue with a fool, no one can tell who's who. So when you're arguing or you're defending this red pill, I can't tell if you're the whore or if you're not the whore. So you decide if you want to do that. So again, a man will not get laid until a woman has convinced herself that she's not a whore. In other words, until she has forced him to pretend that he has no sexual interest in her while simultaneously paying an exorbitant price for her company. My personal story revolves around that, but another point added to that red pill, I would say is, even if this dude is the nicest guy in the world, he's a gentleman, he opens doors, you know, he pulls out seats, whatever all this chivalry stuff is from back in the 1830s. You got this dude doing all that. He's a nice guy. He does all that shit. But he would commit the blackest of sins. He would commit the blackest of sins if he took this chick on a date. If he took this chick on an inexpensive date. If this nice guy took this woman on an inexpensive date, that'd be the worst of sins that he could possibly maybe even do to this woman that he's courting. Because by taking her to an inexpensive restaurant, she would automatically look at this dude as if he's cheap, having low class. She probably wouldn't even think about seeing this dude again. You think she's thinking about fucking this dude? Imagine a dude take a chick out to Popeye's. And then when he's at Popeye's, he tells Shorty, let's go Dutch. Or even worse, he'd be like, yo, you got this, right? You think after that interaction, after that experience, she's even gonna think about fucking him? Now, I do the opposite. A dude takes a chick on a... Yo, real talk, this dude on my job, man. I was trying to make a point. That's when I started learning, like, there's more blue pills than red pill. But anyway, I was trying to make a point to this chick, like, yo, you don't got to take a chick on an expensive, dinner on the first date. You get it to know her. Like, a walk in the park would be fine, you know what I'm saying? You know, coffee at a coffee shop should be fine. You know what I mean? You can get conversation and no movies, no nothing like that. So I'm like, yo, watch. Let me ask this dude over here. So I bring Shorty to the dude. Mind you, he wasn't the same complexion or from the same culture as me. I'll just say that. So I go to this dude, like, yo, can you tell this chick, like, yo, you don't gotta take a chick on an expensive, dinner or anything like that to impress her. Like, you could get to know her. That, like, you know what this dude told me? Well, you know, I kind of disagree because, you know, me and my shorty, you know, first date, you know, with me and her, you know, I took her to Italy for the weekend. I said, what, you went to Italy with her? That wasn't even your girlfriend yet. You were courting her. Oh, and then he goes on to say how he paid for a ticket and paid for everything. And I'm standing there listening to this like, am I the only one that feels like this is a fucking weirdo? Like, why would you do that? Like, I don't care how good the pussy is, my nigga. Like, that's not even your girl. She's not even expanding your brain. She ain't mind fuck you. At least that's what he wasn't telling me none of that. So anyway, if a dude takes a chick to an inexpensive restaurant, she automatically call this nigga a loser. So he has low class. It's probably not even going to think about fucking him. All right? Hold on. She's probably thinking about never even seeing this dude ever again, man. Yo, ladies, I already know. You're hearing these scenarios and your pussy's drying up right now. I understand now. I understand why it's drying up. I understand. And I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at you for reacting that way. Like, it's understandable. Just know that I understand that. Say that you cheat. Don't say nothing. But at the same time that she's feeling like this and doing all this to this nice guy, she'll also at the same time say, yo, it's not about his wallet. I don't care how thick his wallet is. You know, I'm looking for a nice guy to treat me right and treat me like the queen I am. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. She'll probably never think about seeing him again. And then she'll try to persuade herself that a man's personality is far more important than the thickness of his wallet. Bullshit. Flag on the play. I'm calling bullshit. Like I said, sex won't even cross her mind. Because he has implied that her body isn't even worth very much. Basically, if you take a chick on a cheap date, she, in her mind, she equates that to you saying that you believe her, the value of her vagina is cheap. So therefore, she gets offended. So if you ever to ask a chick, let's go over here, and it's not really a high price, whatever, a high price date, and she's mad or whatever, just know she's mad because she took it as you saying that she got cheap pussy. That I don't gotta shell out big bucks to smash. You know what I'm saying? But as you already know, if your game is tight, you really don't have to spend the money to smash. But that's a whole, I'm not that dude to spit that game. Like, there's other dudes on YouTube that can spit that better than me. I'm just living my life and it's spitting, you know what I'm saying, through my experiences. So, like I said, because he's implied that her pussy cheap, a man will always have to pay and pay dearly to be allowed to enter into a woman's bed. Now to my personal story. We'll be right back.